Under the Healthy Indiana Plan's one-year extension, the program will undergo some changes. Currently, a family of four earning about $47,000 a year, 200% of the federal poverty level, is eligible for the program. That income threshold will be lowered to 100%, roughly $23,000 a year for that family of four. Governor Mike Pence says that's because those making more than 100% of the poverty level will be eligible for tax credits through a health care exchange established by the Affordable Care Act.
That frees up space for people to enroll in the Healthy Indiana Plan that doesn't exist today. And so there'll be more people that move into the exchanges, and then it'll free up about 10,000 more spots here.
House Minority Leader Scott Peleth says obtaining only a HIP extension merely relieves the fears of a fraction of Hoosiers.
The governor is basically saying he's willing to let 400,000 people remain uninsured in this state. He's willing to tell them that their only choice for health care is to go to the emergency room, which is costly, wildly chaotic and expensive, and passed on to the other taxpayers and premium payers.
Pence says the healthcare exchange and the tax credits that come with it will make healthcare coverage more available to many of the state's uninsured population. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.